No, we can't talk about pee pee poo poo.
How long do you think we could stretch that out, though?
Probably very long. Welcome to Random Word Podcast. This is a podcast.
Where we go on tangents.
Yeah. What's our random word for today?
Profession.
Yeah, profession.
That could be a very meaty topic.
Do you want to hear a definition for the word profession?
Yeah, that's probably a good way to start.
Yeah, profession. It's an elementary level word.
Baby word.
Yeah, if you're a first grader listening to this podcast, don't worry.
You're in the right place.
You're in the
That's our target audience now, first graders.
place. Just a 7-year-old. Yeah, I love this podcast.
Yeah, that's my favorite podcast.
I didn't know what a podcast was when I was in first grade.
Me neither.
Year two for any of our British listeners.
And the British host.
Yes, and you British, very British person. A
I am very
profession is
British.
a vocation requiring knowledge of some department of learning or science. If I was a kindergartner or first grader, I wouldn't know what a vocation is.
Yeah, that feels like an unnecessarily complicated description of what essentially mean job.
Yeah, a vocation is a particular occupation, business, or professional calling.
And any vocation or business, again, it's this word vocation.
Yeah, profession. This is the body of persons engaged in an occupying or calling. Just, it's a job. It's a
Yeah,
job.
it just feels very complicated.
Yeah. What did you do today?
I
Just
danced.
straying away from the word for a minute. It's cool.
What about you?
I edited, yeah.
You edited.
Played some instruments. That was fun.
Instruments are very fun.
Not the editing, the instruments were fun, yeah.
Yeah. My favorite hobby, editing.
God, editing is very annoying. Profession. What do you want to do, profession-wise?
Probably like artist, musician, content creator, something creative.
I'm also in the creative boat. Probably want to pursue music, going back to that instruments topic.
Yeah, we're just gonna, it all comes back to instruments.
It all comes into instruments. Okay, profession.
Everything is an instrument.
Everything is an instrument. Okay, profession. A synonym for profession. Art, business, career, craft, employment, field, line of work, occupation, pursuit.
Pursuit.
Do you have thesaurus open? I hope you
I
don't.
do have thesaurus open.
Okay, the second to last one is rat race. Why is rat race there? Rat race.
I
Synonym for
don't
rat race.
know.
Hamster
What's a synonym for rat race?
cage?
Battle of life, hamster
God.
cage, survival of the fittest.
How does this come from profession?
How have we got into rats?
Yeah, how have we got into rats? My favorite thing in life. Okay,
Yeah,
so.
one day we'll do rats. And
Yeah,
oh boy, will
maybe
you be happy.
I will talk about rats for 3 hours.
I will learn about rats for 3 hours.
Yeah, it's very like. Rats are very entertaining because they're very smart. They're smart like humans.
Yeah, you
You
can
do know
teach rats
this.
tricks, can't you?
Yeah. Have you ever seen like horses do jumps? Obviously, you've
Yes.
seen horses do jumps. You could teach a rat to do that. You can't ride the rat, obviously. You'll break it.
I really hope you don't ride rats, because that's gonna cause all sorts of problems.
But you can most definitely teach rats to do jumps. What profession do you interact with in your daily life the most, do you think?
Teacher, probably.
Yeah, I guess teachers, yeah. Yeah, other than teachers.
I guess like shopkeepers, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Like
Yeah.
anytime you go into a shop, you interact with a shopkeeper or
A professional shopkeeper.
professional shopkeeper.
Do you think anyone is like, oh yes, what is your line of work? I am a professional shopkeeper. Like you would just say, I'm a shopkeeper. You wouldn't
Yeah.
say, I'm a professional shopkeeper.
Professional. I am very experienced in the line of keeping shops.
Yeah, the word professional is so weird because it is, it means, like, quite literally, I am making money from what I am doing.
Yeah.
But when you say professional, I could say I'm a professional dancer, and I don't, well, yeah, if you say professional dancer, you'd probably be making money, but, like, most of the time.
Yeah, if you say I dance professionally, then it would be, like, that's your job.
People will say professional or profession in very non-literal ways.
Yeah.
And it contradicts the meaning itself. Because
people will say professional to imply that they are the really best good at something. Really good.
Yeah.
Like, you could say you're a professional cellist. Maybe you don't get paid to play cello, but...
No, if you say professional cellist, you probably are making money.
True.
Because
most people...
Yeah, a lot of people that play cello make money off of cello.
Yeah.
Because the only way you aren't making money off of cello is if you're a student.
True.
Which even then, you could still be making money on the side, doing, like, busking. Because, most musicians busk. It's illegal in a lot of places without a license, but most musicians do it. Support your local musicians.
Support your local musicians, please.
So, Rat Race. Let's go back to that.
We go back to Rat Race, please?
Yeah.
That's so much more interesting.
What is the origin of, like, of the phrase Rat Race? Like, where did that come from? What is
definition
the
definition of Rat Race?
The exact origin of the term of rat race is unknown. Gee, thanks, Google. Love you.
The definition is any exhausting, unremitting, and usually competitive activity or routine, especially a pressured urban working life spent trying to get ahead with the little time left for leisure, contemplation, etc. I almost did that without stuttering. And then I did.
Well, now we've just gotten into the meaning of life. It may come from the practice of testing rats in laboratories. It may
probably
come from actual rat racing sporting event until the 1800s. What?
That makes sense that that's where that came from. But the 1800s.
I didn't know there was professional rat racing.
That's professional rat racing? And we've come full circle.
Oh, yeah. No, like, there was, like, rat racing sporting in the 1800s.
Oh.
Weren't they more worried about, like, the plague, you know? Because, like, they say that the plague came from rats. That was not when the plague was, though.
No. The plague was before the 1800s. So they were fine with rats.
Yeah. Rats are great. Rats
are wonderful.
Fancy rats. Those are the types that you can have for pets.
Yeah.
And I just love that they're called fancy rats.
Yeah, rather than filthy, dirty street rats. You've got your fancy, sophisticated rats. Your distinguished rats.
Yeah, and I love that they're called fancy rats, because it makes them sound fancy.
It implies that they go around wearing a top hat, and it's sweet.
If I ever get a pet rat, I'm going to make it wear a top hat, and then I'm going to send you a picture of said rat in a top hat.
I will be so happy. I will then paint a picture of it. Well, what other, like, weird things would you expect? Like, you can't possibly do that professionally, and yet you can. Like, ferret racing. Is there professional ferret racing?
Ferret racing is a fun countryside entertainment. What?
I used to have a friend. My parents used to have a friend who had ferrets. She'd take them for ferret races, yeah.
Huh. Historically, ferrets were used to hunt rabbits and rodents. You what? I did not know that.
I feel like ferrets wouldn't be great at hunting rodents, considering they are a rodent.
They are.
They?
Yeah, they are rodents.
It's like, this ferret to hunt a ferret.
Wait, are ferrets
rodents?
Rodents?
It's gonna come off and be like, no, they're mammals.
Ferrets are not rodents. They're weasels.
What?
Okay.
Oh, well, that's okay. Alright, that's a stretch. What is the difference between a weasel and a rodent?
Rodents have front buck teeth.
Oh, alright, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Ferrets have sharp teeth.
Yeah, weasels are just long.
Weasels are just long. Anything long, you're like, oh, that's a weasel.
Yeah.
Snakes, weasels.
Wanna hear how ferrets are sorted? Their class is Mammalia. They're carnivora. I didn't know they were carnivores. Is that what that means? I never did this in science in like year
I
seven.
expect carnivora means carnivore, considering how close it is to the actual
Yeah.
word. It might mean just a meaty animal, an animal with flesh.
What two animals made a ferret? I didn't know they were like things like that weren't always existing. Experts think they were bred 2,500 years ago from European polecats or steppe polecats. These polecats would not be confused with skunks. Oh, should not be confused with skunks, which are
So they're
sometimes
not
quote,
skunks.
which are sometimes called polecats. So now I've just learned that ferrets aren't skunks.
Wait, there's a whole ferreting section on the ferret Wikipedia page.
What's ferreting? Is that
Ferreting,
hunting?
yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's just hunting with ferrets. Yeah.
What? Because a lot of people hunt with dogs. That's just fact. People
Yeah.
hunt with dogs.
That's why gun dogs are called gun dogs.
I've never heard that. That's so
You've
British.
never heard that?
No.
Oh, I'm trying to think of some gun dogs. Actually, no. Why think when I
Gun
can look it
dogs.
up?
Gun dogs. Or bird dogs. Oh, there's pointers.
Yeah, like spaniels and stuff.
Yeah. They're things that you hunt with. I've never heard that.
You've never
How
heard
many
of
gun
gun
dogs?
dog?
There's 38 gun dog breeds.
Yeah.
Huh.
I believe that gun dogs might be a section in Crufts. I'm not sure.
It's also possible I just haven't heard it because I haven't been in the States for
Do they, what do they call them in America, or do they just not have that kind of type?
It's a hunting dog.
Oh, you just call them hunting dogs.
Yeah, it's a dog you go hunting with.
Yeah, that makes more sense than gun dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the dog isn't carrying a gun, is it?
No, we arm our dogs with guns. No, that feels like an American thing. I feel like it might be because maybe to like send them off hunting, they'd have like a, what's it called? A gun, but it don't shoot bullets. Starter pistol. That thing. Gun.
Yeah.
They'd go from a gunshot, so it might be that.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Maybe they're just trained to recognize gunshots.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of setters. Poodle? Since when was a poodle a
Poodle.
gun dog?
Yeah,
Well, I guess
poodles
they
hunt.
are weirdly smart.
Yeah. Poodles, they're weird. They're a weird breed of dog.
Yeah.
I could talk about breeds of dogs all day. Yeah, they're like smart, but then nowadays they're mostly used for like shows
Yeah.
because they're so pretty and you can make their hair
They're.
all cute.
Yeah. And you can get them in all different sizes. I
Yeah.
think. I can't remember if there's a poodle section in Crufts or if they just enter a lot of poodles into that section. But there is definitely a bit in Crufts where there will be at least like a toy, a medium, and a large poodle.
Yeah. There might be a poodle section. Now, is this like your main dog show in England,
Oh yeah,
land?
Crufts is huge.
Okay. Because in the States, we just have the Thanksgiving dog show,
Oh, I didn't know that.
which is very soon. It's as of recording, it's the 13th of November. So, yeah, I'll be watching that on probably the 26th, due to or well, late at night on
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Day, American Thanksgiving, not Canadian or some other country.
It's nice that you have a dog show
Hi,
for
I'm American.
Thanksgiving. Ours is just
Yeah,
randomly in July.
of course, obviously. Yeah,
Yeah. Just
our dog show's on the 25th of November, and it's either right after or during the exact same time as the Macy's Day Parade, which my Americans will know exactly what I'm talking about because that's the main Christmas parade, but it's on Thanksgiving. Don't ask why.
what?
So
That's
it's called the
what?
Macy's, yeah, it's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but a
Okay.
lot of it's to do with Christmas.
Why?
People like Christmas.
Yes, but you have December for Christmas. Why not have a Christmas
Yeah.
parade?
Because people are busy. Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is...
People are busy being thankful.
States. Yeah. No one cares about Thanksgiving.
And yet it exists. No one... That's a good choice.
People care about it, but they don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people care for Christmas. They'll visit family. They'll go places. They'll have a nice
Christmas is
meal.
An excuse to do nice things.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's an excuse to stay home and watch American football.
Fair enough, honestly.
So, I haven't said what I'm thankful for on Thanksgiving since I was, like, 7. So, that just shows you how much we care about Thanksgiving. Like, when you're little, people try to teach their kids, like, oh, Thanksgiving's to be thankful. But it usually degrades over time.
Yeah.
Because people stop caring. And children stop having 2 brain cells. So then they have more and more things to be thankful for, you know?
And then grow brain cells.
Yeah, so I would be like 7. I'd be like, I'm thankful that we have money. And I wouldn't be able to come up with much more, but now I'd be able to come up with an hour-long speech on everything I'm thankful for.
So that's just no point.
Yeah, there's no point,
because so when it comes down to it, no one wants to listen to some, like, kid talking for an hour about everything they're thankful for.
Yeah.
When they could be watching American football on TV.
Yeah. So how it goes, how a normal Thanksgiving goes, is you'll wake up, like,
good job,
crack of dawn, and this is in the States. Here I'll wake up at like 9. Who cares?
You'll wake up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, but knowing England, it's not.
Yeah, wake up early.
You'll wake up, yeah, you'll wake up genuinely like very early in the morning, and then you'll turn on the TV. I think ABC usually hosts it. Who hosts the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade? I think it's ABC. It's NBC. Okay. National Broadcasting Channel. Yeah. A lot of companies, like, are at it. So,
yeah.
It's like the biggest thing. So, you'll get up, you'll turn on NBC, and then, oh, that's a channel that has Good Morning America. Yeah, that makes sense. Because they're New York based. Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. Macy's, like, is a big department store, if you don't know. You don't have an equivalent. That's sad. It's just kind of a store that you go to get everything. And it's in a lot of malls. And it has a lot of clothes and makeup and stuff like that.
Sounds like H&M, or not H&M, M&S.
No, it's not M&S, because you can't buy food.
You can buy food from M&S.
No, you can't buy food at Macy's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Macy's is weird. It's like, it's a department store.
Okay.
But like in America, we have tons of them. Like we have Nordstrom,
mm.
Macy's, JCPenney. They're all kind of the same. But Macy's is like the main big one, and they're like a lot of money. They have a lot of money. So they host this big parade, and then you watch that, and then you either watch dog show. No, you watch the dog show, which sort of overlaps the Macy's Day Parade, but only, like, the very end. So you watch the dog show, and then you watch either the football game, the American football game, British football, soccer, or you'll watch, there's dog football. Like,
what? Why don't we have dog football?
Because you don't have football.
True.
Yeah, there's like dog football.
That's the best news I've heard all day, that dogs play football in America.
Yeah, it's not actual football. They're not very smart. It's like a toy that looks like a
Yeah, because they're dogs.
They don't have a concept of how to play, but they'll have like the end zones, and they'll say that the dogs know how to play, but they really don't.
That's the best thing.
When the dogs bring their little toy into the end zone, they'll say that that's a point, but no one really cares about the points because they're dogs. Do we know who's playing the Thanksgiving football game this year?
I love the dogs play football in America. I love that. That's
so
amazing.
It looks like On, oh, it's gonna be a big deal in my family this year. Oh, darn it.
Oh.
So it's the Lions and the Bears first at 5:30 our time, and then Cowboys and the Raiders at 9:30. So there's a football fact.
Football fact of the day.
Yeah, I hope no I hope nobody listening to this cares about who's playing in the football game this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Thanksgiving game is like, yeah, aside from like the like, oh, what's that one called? Super Bowl. You know about the Super Bowl. I hope you
Yeah.
do. It's like the main big one.
Yes.
Aside from the Super Bowl, Thanksgiving Day is the biggest football game. But like you don't the teams don't try to get into that because you have to try to get into the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Just whoever ends up playing.
Whoever ends
I
up playing.
think. Don't take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt. I care very little about football.
So you have not done much research.
No.
Fair enough.
Professional football players are like impressive though. I cannot do a sport professionally.
I can't do sport unprofessionally, let alone professionally. And here we
Yeah,
are, we've
that's a
come back
lot.
round to profession.
And wait, how much, I guess they make a lot from sponsorships.
Yeah.
Do football players get paid?
It's probably a ridiculous amount.
Not soccer. American footballers get paid. The minimum salary was up to 66 $660,000 a year.
Wow.
So that's more than $1 million in 2 years.
Sports pays well.
In quarter, the highest paid quarterback right now is making $45 million a year. Plays for the Chiefs. I want to say it's Kansas City Chiefs. I might be completely in the
Incorrect.
wrong. Yeah, I might have thrown the dart and hit the
The
bar.
wall.
Yeah.
Love
Anyway, rat races? How did we get the football from rat races?
This is dog football. Can we revert back to dogs?
Yeah, dogs are
I
great.
assume there's an agility section in the American Dog Show.
Yes, it's
Yeah.
the best section.
Yes, it is.
People bet on the Thanksgiving dog show on who is gonna win.
I don't think
Like
anyone bets on Crofts.
people bet on football, obviously, but then there's
Yeah.
people that'll bet on the
I love that. I don't think anyone bets on Crofts other than maybe the people in Crofts.
Yeah, I personally prefer betting on dogs than
I also would
humans
prefer
winning a
betting on
game.
dogs.
But I also don't bet. I'm a child in
We
the
are
legal
infantile.
standpoint. Yeah, we are infants. Yeah, the law thinks we're infants.
We have no
So
money.
therefore we do not bet.
No, we cannot bet.
Yeah, but the dog show is the best part of Thanksgiving.
What sections do they have? I assume they have like the same ones as Crofts, like off the top of my head, like agility and the show dogs, where they just look nice.
I think that's what we have. I don't know. I'm not gonna Google it though, because I don't care that much about the
Me
Thanksgiving dog
neither.
show. But yeah, it's a general dog show, I assume, where you can do dog show things.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I prefer it over the football, so I watch the dog show.
Oh, do they have
Structure.
fly ball in
What? Fly
fly ball?
ball?
Yeah, where the dogs like I think there's either a machine or a person that throws a tennis ball at like a really high speed and the dogs just have to run back and forth like getting it and bringing it back.
I don't think we have that.
It's amazing. And a ball just goes at immense speed and they just have to run. And it is the most energetic thing.
I love
Dogs are
it.
great.
Yeah, dog. I think what we've learned from this episode that's about profession is that dogs are great, obviously.
And the rats are great.
And rats are great. And ferrets are great. All animals are
We
great.
learned that ferrets aren't rodents.
Yeah, ferrets aren't rodents. That's actually quite surprising. But yeah, I don't think there's much more to come away from this podcast with other than dogs are great.
Yeah, ferrets, I mean, we could go rodents. On about that for a while, but that might be a time
ferrets for another. Are not rodents. I've never. It makes sense that I didn't know that because I've never seen a ferret's mouth, because I'm not being bitten by ferrets on a regular basis. Yeah, they have fangs. They look like
yeah. Or I knew that ferrets had like really, really sharp teeth, but I wasn't aware that the teeth was how you distinguished a rodent from a not rodent.
Yeah, ferrets. Their mouth looks like a dog mouth.
Yeah,
and then like
their mouth is just aggressive. Mouth.
A rat mouth has like the two front teeth.
Yeah.
And I think if it's a rodent, their teeth continue to grow.
Yeah, and they have to. I was gonna say cut them, but like,
you bite know, things,
wear them down.
Yeah, like if you get a pet rat, they have like they sell, teeth apple. Yeah, they sell apple wood sticks, and you can put in their enclosure, and then they can chew on those.
Aww.
Or if you live in a house with no bigger animals, you just have loose rats. But people advise against that because they're small and you can lose them.
Yeah, they're very easily losable if you let rats roam free. They can get in all sorts of crevices. And then when you've got rats in your walls, you really don't want them anymore.
Yeah. I mean, the most fancy rats are pretty loyal because they're smart. So they probably won't go into your walls.
Yeah, but
probably they probably won't go in your walls, but like wild rats would do that, because they don't have anywhere to nest. But most people keep their fancy rats in cages or enclosures that are
to keep them safe.
Did you know that you can't keep them on like a cage that has like wire flooring because it'll hurt their feet?
Aww,
yeah,
that's
it'll
good
hurt
rat
the,
care.
Yeah, it'll hurt their little tiny feet.
So you have to get them good floors.
Yeah, they'll break their toes. Yeah, people put most rat cages. Yeah, most rat cages don't have wire floors, obviously, because it's bad for them. It's bad for a lot of rodents with like the little grabbies. But
because
like
of the
their
way
toes,
their toes be.
Yeah, their toes will get trapped and then break.
Yeah, and that would be like the tiniest broken foot ever.
Yeah.
Very complicated to fix.
No, they'll just lose the toe.
Oh, they just lose the toe?
Yeah.
Still complicated.
Yeah.
Amputate a tiny little rat foot.
Yeah. So most people put like cardboard or plastic or carpet, like you said. But carpet isn't as good because it's harder to clean. And little rat treats will get stuck in it.
Yeah. And probably.
Because they like to hide their food.
Yeah, because they're
so cute. They'll take it and they'll put it in your carpet.
Yeah.
Probably does it work in like British style carpets where they're like dense and flat.
Yeah, well, I mean, my carpet was really, really soft when we first got it and now it is dense and flat.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, mine were soft and then as you walk on it, they obviously like pack down. And then they're dense.
But I still find things embedded in them, and by things I mean cat claws.
Mm.
So rats could probably hide treats in there. I think I saw at a pet shop once, like rats, they were just cuddling in a little nest of like, I want to say hay, but I don't know if it was.
Yeah,
would have been hay.
No, okay, it. It's like a rabbit, like grass, and it's
but you know,
don't
what
remember.
I mean.
Yeah,
they were just nesting in it, and I just stared at them the entire time. My dad was at like the checkout getting stuff for the dog, and I was just staring at these rats because they were so cute.
Yeah, the fancy rats like to cuddle. They're like humans. They don't like to be alone. If you get a single rat, they can get depression.
Oh, like rabbits and guinea pigs where they die of sadness.
Yeah. Well, rats won't die, but they'll get very sad and they won't be as cute. Well, they'll still be cute. Rat. Yeah, they don't.
They'll be cute but sad.
They'll be cute but they'll be sad and they'll be less social and they won't like humans as much. They like to be in pairs or more, but then you can't have two of different sex rats because then You'll have lots of rats.
Then you get rat babies.
Yeah, and they'll be aggressive towards opposite sexes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If they aren't mates. So either way, your rats are going to try to kill each other, or they're going to be, or you're going to have lots and lots of rats.
So, yeah, it's either get a lot of rats or have two rats that want to kill each other.
Yeah. So if you have like different sexes, most people have two cages, one for male rats, one for female rats.
Yeah. But then they probably have to get four rats.
Yeah. And then a lot of people that have rats have lots of rats. Because if you like rats, you like rats a lot.
Yeah. If you like rats, you're willing to have a lot of rats.
And baby rats are very cute.
I don't think I can say I've ever seen a baby rat.
Not like a super young baby, but like when they're like a couple weeks old.
I'm looking up baby. Oh my god.
First they're pink. First they're pink, and then they just have big eyes.
Yeah, there are pink ones, and then there are tiny little fluffy ones.
Yeah. Because they're born pink. Oh my god. But then they go like that, and then they'll have like fur, and then they'll be very cute.
Yeah.
So all we're learning is that rats.
Oh, baby rats. Yeah.
Baby rats.
Yes. Today has been a good day. I learned that dogs play football in America, and baby rats look like that. And I'm very upset that anyone listening can't see that.
Yeah, listeners, this is a call to action. Please look up baby rat. But not the pink ones, because the pink ones are kind of, they look like pink and they're not that entertaining. But the fluffy ones, so they get their fur, they're very cute.
Yeah. To quote Wilbur Soot, their babies are pink and wrong.
Yeah. Their babies are pink and wrong. But then they're not pink, and then they're not wrong, and they're the best.
Yeah. Then rats, they're fluffy and wonderful.
Yeah. If you don't have a cat, you should get a rat. If you don't have a dog or a cat, you should get a rat.
I unfortunately have both, so I cannot get
a rat. Yeah, you should not get rats. Your dog would eat them. Because don't you have a spaniel type of thing?
I do have a spaniel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sprocker. And yeah. I have two murderous cats.
Yeah. They would all try to eat it.
Yeah.
Don't get a rat.
No. Rats hating opposite sexes was interesting because, like, cats hate the same sex. That's why we had to get a girl cat and a boy cat, because...
Yeah.
Because otherwise they'd fight over territory.
That's only if they're not spayed or neutered, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, if then we could have gotten two girl cats, but no.
Yeah, if they're fixed, they're usually... Yeah. Yeah, if they're fixed, they're usually fine.
Yeah.
Or you could just have a cat that's a jerk, because cats can be jerks.
We might just have two cats that are jerks, to be honest.
Yeah, my cat, we got him when he was a kitten, and we had another cat in the house at the time, and they loved each other. And then we lost the other cat, but our current cat, we still had him, obviously. And then he hates all other cats now. He only likes this one cat that is now unfortunately passed, but he's a jerk now. Only he's a loner. He only likes himself and us. He likes us and himself.
Our cats don't like us.
Oh.
Well, like, one cat likes me. Is she in here right now? No, she isn't. But, like, one of our cats likes me for some inexplicable reason. Maybe because I actually love her sometimes, whereas my parents are like, anyone who comes around, they're like, take her, please. And I'm like, no, I like her. And then my other one, he either hates everyone and tolerates my mother, or hates everyone and likes my mother. Because before we had the dog, he used to sit on her all the time. Now both the cats like me a bit more, because my room is the only room the dog can't get to.
Ah. Well, maybe they don't like you, they just like being alone and left alone by the puppy.
That's probably it.
Does she chase the cats?
Yes.
Then that's probably why.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
I mean, you also got a
cat loves me, and one tolerates me.
You also got a hunting dog, like, a dog that's like bred to hunt.
Yeah.
I doubt you're going to be going hunting anytime soon, but
no.
Like they like to chase things. Anything that moves, they'll chase it.
Yeah. She really loves, like, she has this herding instinct.
Yeah. Which
is unsurprising.
Yeah.
She gets a bit anxious if she knows we're in different rooms. So when I'm upstairs, like, she isn't bothered. But if we're all downstairs in different rooms, she gets a bit, like, everyone, I need to be with everyone at once.
Yeah.
It's very sweet, but also annoying. She loves people as well.
Yeah. My cat likes to know where his people are, is what we say.
Yeah.
So he'll sit up on his cat tree. We have a tall cat tree. It's probably like 6 foot tall. It's not super tall, but it's a cat tree. And he'll sit up on the top of it and just watch.
Aw.
And he'll watch. And he'll watch.
And he'll watch.
And he'll watch.
He's staring.
Yeah, he watching.
He watching.
So that should be it for this episode.
Yeah.
We got through.
Exhausted profession.
Yeah.
We exhausted profession a long time ago and moved on to pets.
Yeah. Pets are just obviously superior.
Yeah. Who wants a job when you can have a rat?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly my thoughts.
Yeah. or even better, get a job with rats, then you get paid to spend time with rats.
That would be great. Like, there's exotic pet vets, because rats obviously fall under exotic pets for some stupid reason. So, like, that's why it's hard to have rats, because unless there's an exotic pet vet near you, like, you won't have access to vet care for them.
And then when your rat gets sick, you've got a problem.
Yeah, and rats are prone to cancer and stuff, so.
Yeah.
It's better to not have a rat if you don't have a proper veterinarian near you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were ending this, and then I already went, and then I went on another tangent about rat vets.
Cat. Yeah. Yeah, we should actually wrap up.
So.
Thank you for watching about rats. Thank you for watching, listening.
Watching, listening.
I really hope they're not watching their Spotify as it plays audio at them.
I mean, we have a YouTube.
We do have
subscribe
a YouTube.
Subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube,
please.
Subscribe to the YouTube, even if you're listening on Spotify. Because then we'll get promoted more.
Links in the thing, the bio, that's what it's called.
Links in the description if you're on YouTube. Links to the... links to the socials, you can find them.
Links will be in the link tree.
Yeah, links will be, oh god, what is it called, the episode description and the Spotify podcast description. So you can find us on Instagram, and
you can find us everywhere. Twitter.
Yeah, I think we have a Tumblr. You can send us questions. Do that. Send us questions.
And we'll answer them. Maybe.
Yeah, we will.
Yes.
You can send us those on Twitter or Tumblr. I think that's it. I think you can do it on Anchor, but then you have to do it by voice. So.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, you could just comment them on the Instagram updates, but that's probably not the best way.
Yeah. Either way, ask us questions. Talk about the episode. And have fun. Tag us, hashtag random word podcast, where we will be able to find what you say about us. So, and if you say anything mean, we will hunt you.
We will hunt you down and kill you. I have a gun dog. I will use it.
Is
a joke. I will not hunt you with my gun dog.
Does she know how to operate a gun?
Not yet.
Yet. Bye.
Bye.